Good morning and welcome to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. Hello, Julie.
Good morning, Karin.
How's your throat?
It's fine. It doesn't hurt as much as it sounds like it does.
Oh my gosh. You went to Ohio State last weekend. You were gone.
Did. Yeah.
And you whooped it up with the college boys and got sick?
Must be it, I guess.
Should we get you in for a mono test? Tim's nodding his head. Yep.
Actually, I had mono in high school, and I've heard you can't get it twice. I don't know if that's true.
I think you can. You've had it twice,
Uh-oh.
Morgan?
No, I heard you can get
Well, there were lots of hugs, but that's about it.
That's about it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then your husband showed up, right? And then the hugs had to stop.
Yeah.
He said, get in the kitchen, girl. We got to give a shout out to Dan Johnson, because tell the story what happened to your husband this week.
Oh.
I'm going to really try hard not to laugh. Okay, go.
Okay, so I was on the couch with a fever and everything when we got back from Ohio, and Anthony, our youngest, came home and said, hey, Dad, you want to go shoot some hoops? And he's like, sure. And I said, hey, I really need you because I'm sick, so don't get hurt. Remember, you're an old man. Warm up, you know, don't just go hard and try to keep up with the 17-year-old. So they went up to Ottoberg Park and played basketball. They came home like 45 minutes later, and Dan's leaning on Anthony's shoulder, hopping through the house. And Anthony had this look on his face like I was sure they were joking. So I'm on the couch, and if I hadn't felt so bad, I wanted to get up and go shove him to prove that he was joking. But I just didn't feel like getting up off the couch and giving the effort. Well, sure enough, he tore his Achilles tendon in half. So he had surgery. Dr. Meisterling from St. Croix Ortho did surgery at Lakeview on Tuesday, and he is healing somewhat.
That's kind of the upside. You got to visit St. Croix Ortho doctors and Dr. Meisterling and
They're
all those.
They're great. And Lakeview, too. They are, everyone there, so nice.
Oh, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
At the expense of Dan Johnson.
They really did a great job.
Poor Dan. And so now, is he walking around yet, or is he still keeping it up?
No, with an Achilles, because it's just a tendon, you know, they can't put screws or anything like a bone. So they kind of knit it back together, but you can't put any weight on it. And you get a brace so that your toes are kind of at a 20-degree angle while that heals. Because if you put any pressure on your foot, you risk tearing it right in half again.
Tell him. True story. Remember, Leroy Housley had the surgery and then had to go back again 9 months later because he didn't listen to the doctor.
And Dan is trying not to listen, but
men are such poor patients.
Mm-hmm.
They just, they're smarter than the doctors, and they're going to heal faster than everybody.
The worst part is, this is just terrible too, he's really itchy, and he thinks it's because he has dry skin or something like that. Well, one of the painkillers makes him itchy, and then they give you an antihistamine to counteract the itchiness, but it's not really helping. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
Well, I told him the antihistamine is to keep him from getting nauseous from the painkiller.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell him about the itchiness because it would just make him 10 times more itchy.
Oh, no.
So he thinks he just has dry skin all of a sudden. But he can't not take the painkillers. I need him to rest.
Oh, no, that happens to me. I get that itchy thing, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling
you
him.
You are mean.
Well, it's either that or I'm going to start taking the Percocet, so he needs it more than I do.
I'm going to tell my Dan Johnson story, because you know what? We do need to be mean to Dan Johnson, because I went to the UPS store, and the lady at the UPS store said, oh, we have a friend in common, Dan Johnson. And I said, oh, yes, you know Dan Johnson. He's a really good friend of mine. And she said, he always comes in here and says, hey, Slim, how you doing? And I was like, does he call her Slim, too?
Oh, you were jealous, weren't you?
I was so jealous. I thought, Dan Johnson, if you call every female other than your wife Slim, you are no longer on my friend list. And you know what? I'm going to put your wife, Dan Johnson, up to put lying to you about antihistamines.
About your painkillers, I know.
Yep. So well, keep it up, Julie.
I go to the UPS store, and they laugh at me. Oh, you're Dan's wife. And they laugh. And I go to the Sprint store, and they call him the chicken man there because he tells them stories about chicken processing plants.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Poor Dan.
Everywhere I go that they know him, they laugh at me.
Well, here's to hoping Dan heals faster than what he was told.
Good luck, honey. If you're listening, I'll be home to scratch you later.
Oh, the poor guy. And you got to help me on this, Tim. I am so pumped that Sarah, that works here at KLBB, had her baby girl. Tell us the details, because I'm so excited she's not here today.
Yeah, she did. I don't have the email in front of me, but she had her Sophia Marie on Halloween morning.
At like 8:33.
Yeah.
Sarah Marie at 8:33.
Yep. 6 pounds, 11 ounces, I think 19 inches.
Wow. Oh, that's a good size.
Yeah.
And she did end up having that C-section, so I'm going to have to give her a call.
Yeah.
Because we were giving her all the labor stories, good labor stories.
Good labor stories.
It's and then as I was walking out the door last week, I said, and if you do end up with a C-section, call me, because I've had four. And she goes, and you're okay? Yeah, we live through them.
I was wondering how women go through that. You think you're just going to have a natural birth, and then all of a sudden the doctor says, we got to do C-section. Is that disappointing?
I don't think so, because any way you can get that baby out healthy should be your main priority.
Yep.
I mean, cut me open. I don't care. Just make sure my baby is okay. I can handle it.
It's Karen's excuse for not wearing a bikini anymore.
It is. The last doctor messed me up. I showed you, didn't I? He messed up my scar, and I keep saying I should go get plastic surgery done, but then everybody think I was having a tummy tuck, and oh, heavens, I couldn't have a tummy tuck.
Oh, no.
But my scar is all messed up. It's gross. I shouldn't. Hope Sarah's is okay. I hope hers is okay.
Did you have that done in Canada?
No, at the Navy Hospital in Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, East Coast. That's
yeah. And I'll just quick story. My dad.
And you just had, you know, I mean, your babies are so little still that, I mean, that recent surgery, you'd think, technologically speaking.
Well, yeah.
You know, just like maybe the advancement now. Yeah, just 4 years ago.
You know,
they've come a long way.
My C-section started just after they started slicing you vertically. I was like right in the first group that they started to do it horizontally, right on the bikini line. First one was in 87, and like in 86, they were still doing them north to south.
Just imagine you could have a big plus sign.
I carry a plus sign everywhere I go.
That's right.
Hello.
I can see it right now.
We have a big show coming up today. We've got Dave Jarvis from Swirl My Wine. I can hardly wait to talk about Swirl, too. He's bringing wines from Maledonia. I don't even know where it is. Oh, it's Yugoslavia, I think.
I didn't know where it was either.
Maledonia. He's actually waiting in the wings here after the break. And then we've got Margie Eichten from Kathy Wolfart. I know Kathy Wolfart. It's that Christmas store downtown St. Paul. And
downtown Stillwater.
Stillwater, I mean. I was looking at Dave Jarvis bringing in the wine, so I was like,
you couldn't think straight.
I couldn't. And then we've got a bunch of real estate, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are selling real estate in the St. Croix Valley, Woodbury, and Western Wisconsin area. We've got lots of new listings.
We are still getting new listings, even at this time in the year, and they're good ones.
I know, they are good. And I've got like four in my back pocket that I want to talk about, too. So we do have a lot of real estate. And then Angela from Collaborations Downtown Stillwater is coming in to talk about the fashion show that they're having coming up and some new items in her store. And then Kate Larson, Girl on the Street. Geez, and there's no gossip to talk about this week.
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, my gosh, I'm almost going to throw up thinking about the gossip that's this week. I don't even want to go there.
You know what's worse is trying to explain to your recovering husband who the Kardashians are.
Oh, how'd you know that's where I was going?
I could tell by the look on your face.
Oh, you know what? Dan Johnson's going to have a lot of time to read up on the Kardashians now, isn't he?
All I had to tell him was just a little bit, and he's like, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more about those people. Exactly what he said.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, we are going to be speaking with Dave Jarvis from Swirl My Wine about this month's featured wine. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karen Housley Show. I'm Karen Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie, 6% of people can get mono twice.
Yay.
Yeah.
This will be the one time I'm special.
I have a really good way where you could kill the germs.
Wine?
Yes.
Bring it on.
Yes, just need a little alcohol in your bloodstream. Joining us is Dave Jarvis from Swirl Wine down in Afton. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
I got to tell you, I went into Swirl the other night. You had your grand opening last weekend, and that place is so unbelievably beautiful and big.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun. We had over 600 people there. We were trying, I think we tasted over 20 wines. It was open to the public. It was just a great time.
I'm super excited to hold events there. We're going to have event after event after event down at Swirl My Wine. And then the other night, Phil and I just went in to hang out and have a glass of wine, and I had my favorite waitress, Colleen Danford, serving us.
Oh, very Colleen cool. works there. I didn't know that.
And she knows. Colleen doesn't drink, and she knows a lot about wine.
Because she's a food person.
Oh, food people know about wine.
Mm-hmm. It helps.
Okay, we are going to the country of Macedonia for this month's wine feature. Where is Macedonia?
We are. So Macedonia is in the former Yugoslav, just above Greece. a little bit southwest of Bulgaria, a little bit east of Albania, kind of to put that in perspective. It is an old world country, and they've been making wine there a long, long time. Every month we're talking about a different region, yep. Right? I think last month we did Spain. Next month's going to be Yakima Valley.
Where's that?
I'm sorry, Yakima Valley, Washington, in Washington State.
Julie, don't look at me like that. Jeez,
but Macedonia kind of takes it, you know, as far as how long they've been producing wine. There's scientists actually that have documented findings that indicate that they've been making wine since 4000 BC.
Really?
A long, long time, yeah.
Wow.
And Vernac is kind of their big grape varietal there. They also, you know, plant Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, all the standard varietals. But Vernac's kind of their biggest indigenous grape, and we're going to get to that here today.
How come we haven't heard about these wines from Macedonia very often?
Great question. I have no idea. You know, we think that we're the first people in the state of Minnesota to share them here in this state. And
wow.
So we found a little importer that has just a small book. And we tasted out these wines, and they just absolutely blew me away. These are incredible wines. And 10 years ago, if they were labeled from Napa Valley, it would take away the mystique and the romance of it.
Right.
But they probably would have been $40 a bottle.
Wow.
I mean, they're really high, high-quality wines. And trying something new is cool. You know, it's adventurous. It's like pioneering, uncharted territories. And I think that's what you're going to find when you're drinking wines from Macedonia. And I think we are going to put Macedonia on the map.
Oh, this is good. And while we put Macedonia on the map, let's get started because Julie needs to kill some germs.
Well, this first wine that we have
is the white one.
The Boven Symphony.
Symphony.
And this is not to be confused with the grape varietal that's called Symphony. There's actually a grape called Symphony, but this is a blend of Chardonnay, Riesling, and Sauvignon Blanc.
It says quality dry white wine, and oh my gosh, that is so good.
Isn't that amazing?
I knew you were going to like that when I tried it.
You know
it.
Why this tastes? This tastes very similar. Don't get mad at me because, you know, my adjectives are never good enough. But, oh, Dave Jarvis, I would yell at you if you were my kids at the table. You know what? It tastes like the Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio, which is my favorite all time ever. But this is better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has a lot more character. There's a subtle sweetness to it from the Riesling grape, but you've got that that bold body from Chardonnay.
Right.
And good acidity, too, so it's an awesome food wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the white wine lovers are going to go nuts over this wine.
Oh, my gosh, this is so good.
And people that only drink red will probably love this wine, too.
Mm-hmm. I wish you would have brought another glass so I could just keep this one over there and just sip on it throughout the show.
All right. Big
it
nose on
get,
that card.
Helps me get through my day.
This is so good. Very, very good.
All right, we'll move along to
I'm buying that one.
Next wine is a Chardonnay. Everyone's had Chardonnay.
All the times you've been here, honestly, this is my all-time favorite that you've ever brought.
Oh, wow.
This Boven Symphony. How much is a bottle of this? I'm still on the last one.
That is $18.99 a bottle.
Oh, my gosh.
Good price.
Yeah, it's an incredible price.
It's better than the Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio. And I can honor my heritage. I'm a Serbian, you know.
Very good.
That's right.
Very nice.
You got to send some money back to my home, people. Okay, what's the next white one here?
All right, so we're on to Chardonnay. That's a 2008 Chardonnay from Boven. And again, Macedonia are all the wines that we're tasting here today. Everybody's had Chardonnay, but you've never tried a Chard from Macedonia. So let's get a good nose on that.
I got cheers.
It has a really pretty color, too. A nice gold.
And swirl it around,
kind of
help
gold.
Release everything aromatically that's in that wine.
Ooh, it smells different.
I'm not going to slurp it like Dave Jarvis.
Me either. God, that one's good too.
Yeah, it's got this really complex flavor profile. You've got a little bit of oak integration there, but there's also some minerality and kind of like an earthiness to it.
Wow.
And good acidity. So again, this is a great food wine. They'll kind of cut through the fat of a heavy fall pasta dish.
It'd be good with some spicy chicken.
Or some turkey, yep.
I wonder what this region in Macedonia looks like. Have you looked at pictures? Is it hilly? And I'm just dying.
You know, I really don't know. I've never been there. I know it's a very, you know, variable landscape in general.
Mm-hmm. People are listening on the computer. Look it up. B-O-V-I-N. First one was Symphony. The second one was Chardonnay. And
we ready for some reds?
We're always ready for some reds.
Okay, we're going to actually season the glass here just a little bit.
Is that what we're doing?
We take the wine, put a little bit of wine in there, swirl it around the glass, and dump it back out. Why would we
waste
such
good wine? You're making
me sad. Yeah, you're dumping that good stuff out.
I'm going to take this home and put it in some soup or something. This little dump glass
that we have going. I have friends that do that, the dump glass, and then they just drink the dump glass. It's usually like when everything else
is your
gone.
Friends in North Dakota?
Yes, my friends in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this wine won a gold medal at the International Wine Challenge. It is called Alexander, and it's a blend of Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Vernac.
Wow.
And a Vernac is that indigenous grape varietal that they plant all over Macedonia. It's their number one indigenous grape varietal. It's phenomenal on its own, which we're going to get to in just a little while.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But here it is, sort of the Bordeaux-style blend, the Meritage, if you will, of Macedonia. And this wine is spectacular.
Mm. It's like, honestly, I'm... You know,
this
Julie,
is really good.
I think California's a great place, and Washington and Oregon.
The Yakima Valley.
Yakima Valley. I'm telling you, the Serbs, in my opinion, are, wow.
This reminds me of how surprised I was when you brought in the wines from Israel. Mm-hmm. Those were a huge surprise to me. This is really good.
You know, and the quality of juice that's coming out of Macedonia, not only the grapes are phenomenal, but the care that they put into the wine with the winemaking and the area, the terroir, everything that encompasses that particular area with the soil structure, the climate, the wind. It's a phenomenal way area to make wine, and you're seeing that show forward here. This is a pretty big wine. It's full bodied. It's bold. It's jammy, but it has really good tannin structure too. It's not overly tannic or anything like that, but it has been sitting in the bottle for a little while. And this is a wine that's cellarable. You can tell by the...
It's cellarable?
Yeah, you can tuck it away in your basement.
Oh, okay? C-E-L-L-A-R.
Yep. Or if you have a wine cellar, but this wine will age. So it's ageable, let's say. This will only continue to get better and better over the next probably 3 to 5 years.
I gotta have a party tonight.
I would never age this. I would just keep going into the cellar and drink it. I would put all the other stuff aside and drink that.
That was the Bovin Alexander. Oh my gosh. Again, anybody listening on the computer, go to Bovin. And if you're driving, just go straight down to Swirl Wine in Afton and pick these up.
Join the wine club and get this.
Wow.
And then invite me over.
All right,
me
we're gonna blow through the next two.
All right.
Because I only have a minute.
Oh, we only because you're watching my timer, that I said, and I know you said I want my segments under 10 minutes.
Here we go. This is the indigenous grape varietal Vernac, V-R-A-N-E-C, and ladies and gentlemen, we're putting Macedonian Vernac on the map right here.
Is this the one? You know, you think this one's going to blow me away more than these other ones?
I don't know. Well, I mean, this Alexander's. The best wine here in my.
This
opinion,
one smells a little. What is it like? Oaky or this is way earthy.
This really, is, really, really earthy.
Yeah, it's giving me like mold allergies.
Okay, go ahead and now you've sniffed it, now you've swirled it, take a sip.
I'm afraid to.
I think earthy, yes, but you get very, that jam, jammy that fruit is?
It's too earthy for me.
It smells like grandma's basement.
Yes,
but
it
tastes
does.
Like wine.
It tastes like wine, but you can still taste a little bit of the grandma's basement.
You can taste, it has kind of almost a...
These are our adjectives.
It has like kind of a portobello mushroom taste to me or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what? I could see with a really good steak, this would be a good...
You're right.
Yeah,
it would
this
be good
would be,
with a big juicy steak.
Yeah.
And we're coming off that Alexander.
Yeah,
too, that's, changes things
you
a little
spoiled
bit.
Us, Dave. You got to order these up a different way next time. I think you should bring Bovin wines again next month or next week or tomorrow.
Yeah, probably could.
It's very good,
It
though.
Is good. I like it.
This is better than some of those from the Yakima Valley.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a wine that I talked about in our tasting notes that I'm going to open a bottle every year for the next 6 years.
And just see what
because
it does.
Because this wine has... Do you get that ripping sort of tannin and acidity in that wine?
Yeah, definitely acidity.
But it shows really good alcohol and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a strong indication that this wine is not ready to drink yet.
Right.
That it should be kept away in the bottle, let it mature for a little while. So, and I said in our tasting notes, probably over the next 5 years, this wine's really going to hit its prime. Mm-hmm.
So you would say it's cellarable?
It is ageable. It is cellarable. It's cool right
back
now,
burner.
And it's interesting, but
it's really interesting.
Tuck that away for a few more years,
okay.
And I think you're going to find a gem.
Well, we won't tuck it away because you already have that open cell. Just bring it on home.
I just cannot tuck anything away. I'm a hoarder, but not when it comes to wine.
That's right. I turn my cellar into a playroom because I'm drinking it.
I can hoard anything except wine. I drink it.
All right,
last
but not least, the king of reds, Cabernet Sauvignon, but you've never had a Macedonian.
Oh,
Cabernet
this has
Sauvignon.
You know when you've taught me now how to put a nose on it? These have more fragrance than any wines
they
I've
do.
Ever... Yeah, it really explodes just in the glass. All of these.
This one kind of...
How am I doing?
You're good. Great.
I can't believe these wines, though.
Wine diva, you.
I know. Well, you know, I went to Swirl the other night.
Was overserved. Phil wouldn't talk to her, so she had to read all the tasting notes over and over.
It's called preparation, show prep.
It's all good.
Okay, this is the Cabernet Bovin, if you're on the computer.
Yep, now, and this is a 2006, so it's been in the bottle a little bit longer than the rest of these wines. But still, I don't think it's ready. As good as this is right now, and it's really, really good, probably two more years, and this wine's going to show fantastically.
It's kind of dry, but it's very
smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, we do know how to taste wines, Julie.
We know how to drink wine, and now we know how to taste wine.
It's very smooth. It's very, very smooth. I do like a little bit more happening than this smoothness.
Yeah, and what's going to happen to this over time is you're going to see that tannin kind of mellow out a little bit more, and it's going to become more round. It's going to become better balanced and just more smooth in general. We can trick it with some... you know, modern things right now, but the best thing is time when you're talking wines like this that are of this kind of quality. You know, most of the wine out there right now is ready to be drank, you know, within a year. Mm-hmm. It's made for today's market to drink right now. These wines aren't. These are of a lot better quality. And so they're cool now, but over time they continue to evolve and just get better and better. And that's what I love best about these wines from Macedonia. And I think people are going to be excited out there to try them. It's like we said earlier, it's like trying something new for the first time.
Right. Well, you've put Macedonia on the map. I'm going to have to get these for my father, the 100% Serbian. If people do want to come and try these Bovin wines down at Swirl, how do they just tell them what the product? Because I did it the other night.
Well, you have to be a member of our wine club to get these wines. After 30 days... anyone can buy them, though. So come December 1st, anyone can buy them. They're all between $18.99 and $21.99 a bottle. Fantastic wines. We have all the notes on these wines and pictures, tasting notes on our blog. If you go to swirlmywine.com/blog, you'll see some fun, pithy comments on Macedonia in general. And tasting notes on all of these wines. But otherwise, just stop by. Come see us. We're in Afton. And,
beautiful place. Yeah, double the size that it was the last 2 years. And it's got a fireplace in there.
And snacks.
Ask for Colleen and tell her not to overserve you. Or she can. And thank you so much for Dave Jarvis for coming in. This is my all-time favorite.
Ladies, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
See you next month.
Oh, I gotta take that.